For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Well, let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We give attention to the Word of God today, Lord, and help us to have revelation from the Word of God and to have the help of the Lord in understanding the Word. And Lord, and help us to put it into practice in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that your will is that we hear the Word and then do it. We praise God. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we're looking at today how to be strong in the Lord. So let's see what the scripture says. How to be strong in the Lord. Not strong in ourselves, but strong in the Lord, in Him. So He's where our strength is from. Praise God. So if you go to the book of Joel, and let's look in the book of Joel, chapter 3 and verse 10. Joel 3 and verse 10 we're looking at. And the Word of God says, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. That's the Lord's showing us an important faith principle here. Let the weak say, I am strong. That's faith speaking. Let the weak say, I am strong. So first, we have to believe what the Word says. And we have to know what the Word says. So know what the Word says and believe it. Now the Lord is saying here, let the weak say, I am strong. A person may feel weak. They may look weak. They may be told they're weak. But the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. The reason the Lord has said that to us is because, firstly, He is our strength. He is our strength. You know, you have the Lord, the Holy Ghost, He dwells in your heart. Christ dwells in your heart by faith. You have the Lord in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory, the Bible says. You have the Lord's strength available to you. His strength is available to us. His strength. You think about that. You've got the Lord, He dwells in your heart by faith. He dwells in your heart by faith. Now, He is working a good work in you. He's working a good work in your spirit and in your body. If you work with Him and believe Him, His power will manifest into your body and into your soul as well, your mind, will, and emotions. If you let yourself believe the Word of God and act on it. If you believe the Word and act on it, let the weak say, I am strong. Now what you're doing there is you're speaking what the Word says. You're speaking the Word. I am strong. I am strong in the Lord. I am strong in the Lord. You may not have been feeling strong, but you're using your faith. And that's why the Lord says, let the weak say, I am strong. So your faith-filled words carry power to affect you in a good way. When you say what the Bible says about yourself, you affect yourself in a good way. Because you're bringing into operation the power of God's words at work to you. You know, and the Lord Jesus, he said, my words are spirit and they are life. So when you speak what God's word says about you, you are using that spirit and life power of the word to affect you in a good way. Let the weak say, I am strong. You know, our words also influence the direction of our life as well. So if you look at it from this perspective, the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So our words that we speak about ourselves and about our life, they matter. They are important. The words that we speak over ourselves and our life matter. And here's an example. Let the weak say, I am strong. You see, if the weak says, I am weak, how is will anything get any better ever? You see, the devil will come in and agree with you. In that case, if the weak say, I am weak, the devil says, yes, right, that's my access. I can act there. You've just confessed it. You believe it. You're giving me an opportunity here. And that's what he's after. But if you do what the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. You're speaking what the word says about you. And the Lord says, that is my access point there into my child's life. You see, he works, the Holy Ghost works with the word. He confirms the word. He confirms the word with signs following, the Bible tells us. So let the weak say, I am strong. That's giving God access into you, into your life, into your body, into your circumstance. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong in the Lord. I am strong in the Lord. That's how faith works. You see, faith speaks out what the word of God says about you. Faith believes it and faith speaks it out what the word says about you. That's what faith does. So what you're doing there is you're believing the word. When you say, I am strong in the Lord, you're believing the word and you're speaking it in faith. You're speaking it in faith. So God has told us that for a reason. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Regardless of how you've been feeling, regardless of how you're feeling in your mind or your body, let the weak say, I am strong in the Lord. I am strong. I am strong in the Lord. I am strong in the Lord. That's what we ought to be saying. We ought to be saying that, each one of us. I am strong in the Lord. Let the weak say, I am strong. See? The Word of God tells us good things to say based on the fact that we are God's children, we have Christ in us, the Lord, He brings it to pass in our life. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong in the Lord, praise God, and in the power of His might. So let the weak say, I am strong. So speak it out in faith. Speak it out in faith. That's the commandment there. Joel 3:10. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong. You know, your faith in God goes against the way the world works. So you're not going to be hearing about it from the world. The world will not be encouraging you and admonishing you to speak over yourself what the Bible says. But the Lord, that's what He expects and that's what He wants. And you'll find all the things that God says about you in His Word. You'll find them in the Word. And the Lord backs His Word. So that's another thing He wants us to know, is that He backs His Word. He confirms the Word with signs following. So when you speak over yourself things that the Bible says about you, the Lord backs it. The Lord backs it. So I encourage you and admonish you, speak over yourself what the Word says. Find out what the Word says about you and speak that over yourself. That gives God opportunity there. It gives Him access to bring it to pass in your life. You're speaking over yourself what the Word says. Remember, you've got, as I said before, you've got the Lord in your heart, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, dwelling in your heart by faith. Think about that. Think about everything that means. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who dwells in your heart by faith. Praise God. So let's turn to the book of Ephesians in the New Testament and have a look at chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. So we've looked at the principle to speak out in faith what the Word says about you. So what this involves is receiving the Word by faith, receiving it by faith. So your faith is your believing, your capacity and power to believe the Word and act on it. So it's your believing power. That's what your faith is. Receive by faith the Word of God, and the Word says that your strength comes from God. Your strength comes from God. Your strength to get through your day-to-day life, your everyday life, one thing at a time, comes from God. Ephesians 6:10, which says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So He's saying to us, Christians, to be strong, not in our own strength, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You know, that's a wonderful thing to say over yourself. Is you can go to Ephesians 6:10, find this verse and say, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Your faith works. So keep your words on what the Word says about you. Keep it what the Word says about you. The Word says, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Let's say that now. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Praise the Lord. Strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. He is in your heart. He dwells in your heart by faith. Praise God. Turn to chapter 3 in Ephesians and have a look at verse 16. And here the word says that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. So that is God's will, to grant you that, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might. So, a wonderful gift called might is available to you. Might, the power to do things. Might, strengthened with might.
Thank you.
By His Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost. By His Spirit. Now remember, the Holy Ghost, He dwells in you. So strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. That's your inner man. That's what the Bible's talking about there. Your inner man. Your inner man. Your spirit man. Your heart. Your spirit and soul.
Thank you.
Strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Your inner man strengthened with might by the Holy Ghost. Your inner man strengthened with might by the Holy Ghost. That might, that ability to do things, is God's gift to you. So receive it. Receive the might that the Holy Ghost gives to you to strengthen you. Strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. So I'll say this and you say it after me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I am strengthened with might.
I am strengthened with might.
By your Spirit.
By your Spirit.
In my inner man.
In my inner man.
Praise God. Let's have a look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Philippians 4 and verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So, where's the strength coming from? Christ. The strength is coming from Christ. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You see, that's receive that as the truth. Receive that as the truth. I can do all things, and And you can believe that for your everyday life. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Christ strengthens you. Christ strengthens you. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Praise God. That's a wonderful thing to speak over yourself. Believe it. Remember, we just read earlier in Joel, let the weak say, I am strong. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You can, everything you need to do in your day-to-day life, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Everything God's called you to do, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Let's say that. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Praise God. Let's have a look in the book of Colossians, which is just one book over, chapter 1, and let's read verses 10 to verse 12. Colossians 1, verses 10 to verse 12. And here the word says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So we walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. We do that by faith. Faith pleases God. So when we walk by faith, not by sight, connect that with the verse that we read in Joel, let the weak say, I am strong. We walk by faith, not by sight. So that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, faith pleases God, being fruitful in every good work. Remember, we just read, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You can be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. You can do that too. Strengthened with all might. Now, where did we read that might comes from? It comes from the Holy Ghost, doesn't it? Strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Strengthened with all might, and God would grant us that. Strengthened with all might in your inner man by the Holy Ghost, according to his glorious power. That's his power available to you, at work in you, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father. So take the word, receive it, and give thanks for it.
Thank you, Lord.
So what the word says about you, give thanks for it. Give thanks to God for everything that he's given you. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet. That word meet means able. Made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So you have an inheritance, and through Christ you are meet or able to be partaker of that inheritance of the saints in light. As a Christian, you are one of the saints. You are one of the saints. And you have an inheritance. in God. You have an inheritance in Him. And these good things are for you. Praise God, as a Christian. These good things are for you. Meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. One of these good things is the strength God gives to you in your inner man by the Holy Ghost, by His Spirit, which dwells in you, strengthening you with all might. Praise God. Being strong in the Lord and the power of His might. The power of His might. Praise God. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power available to you. Believe that. Believe that and thank God for it, the word says. Giving thanks unto the Father. So give thanks that that power and might is available to you. Praise God. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power at work in you. Believe that. At work in you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, if we go to the Old Testament, if you have a look at Zechariah, let's go to the book of Zechariah and read chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7. Zechariah 4, verses 6 and 7. And in these verses, the Lord is showing us that it is Him that we need to rely on. We need to rely on Him for our help and strength. So chapter 4 in Zechariah, verses 6 and 7. Then He answered and spake unto me. Now this is the angel who was speaking to Zechariah. Said this. Then He answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying grace, grace unto it. So what is the word of the Lord? And the word of the Lord was unto Zerubbabel through the mouth of the prophet Zechariah. Zerubbabel was the governor of Jerusalem, and he had a work to do. And the word was, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So what he's saying here is that in human might alone, in human power alone, these things won't get done. The work of the Lord won't get done. But if our reliance is on the Lord, He does wonderful things for us. For instance, verse 7, Who art thou, O great mountain? What did the Lord Jesus Christ say? If we speak to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. So who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. A flat land, a plain. You see? When you work with the Lord works with you. When you rely on Him, He works for you. Praise God to do good things for you.
Thank you, Lord.
In your life. So our reliance must be on Him. Rely on the Holy Ghost. Rely on Him. Praise God. Rely on Him. Praise the Lord. It's by the work of the Holy Ghost that things will get done in your life for good. You working with the Lord. Work with Him. Follow Him. Follow Him. Follow His leading. And rely on His strength. Praise God. Follow His leading and rely on His strength. There's a good sermon available on the website. Pastor Craig preached it. And it's on this chapter, Zechariah chapter 4. And it's called Not By Might Nor By Power. That will be a helpful one to listen to. Not by might nor by power. Let's go back to the New Testament in 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to read verse 10. And here the word says, But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. They're all good things. They are all good things, and they come from God. There is suffering in this life with respect to we suffer as Christians. You see, we suffer as Christians. That's a blessed thing, not as evildoers, as Christians. For instance, persecution. Persecution. The Bible tells us all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So there is a suffering as a Christian, not as an evildoer, but in this, the Lord is with you. He is your strength, and He's showing you how to have victory in your life. He shows you how to have victory, not to be under the circumstances in your life, but on top and over the circumstances in your life. So this is what the Lord gives to you. Make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. All good things. All those are good things. Make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. And you've probably felt that the world goes the opposite way. It's very unsettling. And particularly now in this climate of things happening, it's very unsettling in the world. But be encouraged that you are not of the world. You are not of the world. We live in the world, but we are not of the world. We are now people who have the kingdom of God in us. The kingdom of God in us. And we have God at work in our lives and at work in our hearts. At work in us. And here, make you perfect. Establish, strengthen, settle you. So you can say, thank you, Lord, for making me perfect, established, strengthened, and settled. That's a good thing to speak over yourself, particularly when the world comes in and tries to unsettle you. Thank you, Lord. You make me perfect, established, strengthened, and settled. All these things are from the Lord. They are from the Lord. And he says, yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's what I'm doing for you. That's what I'm doing for you. Make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. That's what you get from him. Praise God. Not from the world. So let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear is not of God. It's not from God. If there's fear at work in your life, he wants you to know that it's not from him. It's not from him. It's from the enemy. It's from the enemy. Fear. He has not given us the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is at work in the world. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. You have been given the spirit of power and of love. You've been given the spirit of love, the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. A sound mind. That's what God has given you. Power, love, and a sound mind at work in you, at work in your inner man. Power, the power of God at work in your inner man. Love, the love of God shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That's what the word says. And of a sound mind. It's good to turn to this scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7, and speak this over yourself. And you can say that, thank you, Lord, you have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you, Lord. You have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. These are the things that God has given you. God has given you these things. Praise God. He's given you these things, and he is with you. We have power in our hearts to do the commandments of the Lord. We have power to do what God wants us to do. We have power to do what God wants us to do. The power is at work in us. The power is at work in us. Praise God. The power is at work in us. And in finishing, we're going to look at two scriptures. Firstly, Psalm 37, verse 7. So it's important to know what the word says. And the word tells us to rest in God. Rest in him. Rest in him. So you cease from your own works. You rest in him. Have a look at verse 7. So the word says in Psalm 37 verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Do you know the spirit of fear and cares and worries, they all take such energy out of a person. When a person frets and worries, it's very consuming of energy and consuming of thought and strength. And it is absolutely not what the Lord wants. He has not given us the spirit of fear. He wants us to know that that is of the enemy. It's of the enemy. So what the Christian needs to do is what the Bible says. If you have a care, cast it upon the Lord. And we're going to finish with that scripture. If you have a need, bring it to the Lord. If you want to give thanks for something, go to the Lord and give thanks. Give the Lord your needs and your problems. Bring it all to him. Ask him to help you. And believe then, receive by faith that he's taken it from you. And believe then that he has given you the answer, and you wait for it to be manifested in your life, whatever it is you've asked him for. Wait for it and rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. If the devil tries to get you into a worrisome mindset about it, then you take your stand and you resist the devil, as the Bible tells us. Resist the devil in the name of Jesus. You can say, no, I resist you, devil, in the name of Jesus. I have brought this to the Lord, and he has given me the answer. He has given me what I need. He's given it to me. He's given me the answer, and I thank God for it. I thank God for it. Praise the Lord. So rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself. Fret not thyself. Praise God. So we'll finish with 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. Now this is connected to being strong in the Lord. So don't let the devil sap you of the strength that God has given you. Don't let him sap you of strength through cares and worries of this world. Have a look at 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. And here the word says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So the Lord knows if you have cares, casting all your care. What does he tell you to do about with them? What does he want you to do with them? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That's what God wants you to do. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Because he loves you. He careth for you. casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. So you humble yourself and say, Lord, I know that I can't deal with this on my own. I need you to take care of it for me. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So we just read, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And as you're resting in the Lord, you encourage yourself through study of the word and spending time with him, through prayer and worship. You study his word and believe his word and think about and meditate on his word. Do that while you're resting in the Lord and waiting patiently for him. As you do that and thank God for the strength that he gives, you know, the Lord, he's working in you. And he's doing what he said in his word, strengthening you with all might by his spirit in the inner man. Praise God. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that the Holy Ghost gives to us. We thank you, Lord, that you are our loving Father who cares about us and loves us. We thank you, Lord, that your word tells us, commands us to rest in you and wait patiently for you. We thank you, Lord, that your word says Christ strengthens us so that we can do all things. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God, our Lord. Jesus is our Saviour, the Holy Ghost. He's our guide, our teacher. We thank you, Lord, that he's with us. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, I pray that each person here is encouraged. They are blessed, Lord, and filled with joy and peace in believing. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. And we wait upon the Holy Ghost.